Mr. Brady, it's quite a stunner to see the unemployment rate hovering just under 10% again.
This is not what the experts predicted. It's a real setback, both in a big jump in the unemployment numbers, but the fact that 390,000 Americans lost their jobs or were laid off last month. This recovery remains painfully slow. I think it's because consumers are doubtful of the president's ability to manage the economy, and businesses are discouraged by Washington Democrats' focus on higher taxes and job-killing regulations. And I think the proof of all this is 17 months after the recession officially ended, after almost $5 trillion of stimulus, we have fewer jobs today than when the recession ended. This tells you that government can't create jobs, but they can certainly depress them. And that's what's happening today.
We've been talking about the ticking tax bomb for what seems like months now, but it's really becoming a reality for our families and our small businesses who don't know what to do.
More and more families are asking me about what they should do with their retirement, with their savings, with their withholding. Businesses are now understanding and fearful that they're going to have to hold off on hiring that worker or buying that new piece of equipment because next year they're going to be paying higher taxes to Uncle Sam. This should not be a hard problem to solve. If you take away the political games, extending all the tax cuts for everybody to get this economy back on track, politics aside, this shouldn't be this hard. Extending all the tax cuts for everybody to get the economy back on track the way the economists and experts believe it will do, that is the only solution. The sooner the Democrats and the White House understand that and pass this bill, the better it's going to be for our economy and for families.
Mr. Brady, there seem to be so many myths out there about what tax cuts do and what they don't do. But do you think the average American family really understands beyond just the politics?
I think families understand this better than lawmakers in Washington. Congress tells us if we'll tax the consumers who spend one out of every $3 in our local retail shops, if we tax them more, it'll be good for the economy. Well, how does that work? And if you tax half of all small business income, the very small businesses that are creating jobs along Main Street, how does that help the economy going? The truth is, Washington doesn't know best. Families and businesses here at home know that we can't tax, we can't punish consumers and small businesses, the very ones who help us get out of this recession.
If our energy workers were expecting some good news to celebrate during the holiday season, they sure didn't get it from Washington in the last week.
The signal from Washington continues to be our energy jobs are expendable. In March, the president was for opening new access to American-made energy. Now he's against it. It's time for the White House to stop making energy policy by holding a finger up to gauge the political winds. We need more American-made energy from all sources produced by American energy workers. And the truth is, this drilling moratorium that continues to go on, the high energy taxes that are still being pushed even by the President's Debt Commission, and now this flip-flop on having access along the coast, all of that, I think, drives our energy access down and ultimately our energy prices up. And who suffers? Our economy, our jobs, families in the energy industry.
A lot of businesses in Texas and throughout the country have been waiting for word that they're going to be able to sell their goods to a new market overseas, and they finally got that word.
I think this is good economic news that they finalized this trade agreement with South Korea. In Texas, in America, we need more customers, and we're good at getting them, but oftentimes there's barriers, higher taxes, higher tariffs. We can't sell our goods and services. Right now, China, Europe, Canada, and other countries have an advantage over our American companies and our American farmers, but this agreement means we go to the front of the line, that we have a level playing field, and I guarantee you, we're going to create jobs in Texas. We're going to sell a lot of goods and services and beef and a lot of other commodities out of Texas. This really is good news for our economy.
As Americans start worrying about their taxes and start gathering all their documents together to file their 2010 taxes, they probably aren't too happy to hear that some of our nation's prisoners have been getting a big piece of the pie.
A new report shows the IRS paid $112 million to prisoners who filed fraudulent tax refunds last year. Now think about that. How many hard-earned tax dollars from families and small businesses in Southeast Texas ended up in prisoners' hands? Prison isn't supposed to be profitable. Before Washington asks for more tax dollars, why don't they start using the ones we send them the right way and why don't we stop this type of fraud?